But as you know, we've been doing a series, which we will complete today, Lord willing, on Blessed is the Man. And we looked in Psalm 1, the first one, where God teaches that if we will avoid the world and its ways and delight in His Word, we'll be blessed. Then the second week, Jeremiah 17, where God says if we will trust Him and not man, we will be blessed. Then the next week, Psalm 112, where the Bible says if we will fear and obey God, that we will be blessed. Then last week in James 1, if we will endure temptation, we'll be blessed. Today is a bit unique. The first four were more about our internal graces and behavior, if you will, but this one's all external. And you'll understand what I mean when we see the passage. I forgot to mention tonight, Zechariah 8, love the truth. Good opportunity to grow in the Word. Wednesday night at 7, grace did much more abound. And as soon as the service is over, we're going to reinstitute our old thing we used to do. I don't like the word tradition, but I'll ask all the men to come up and we'll sing that song we used to sing when people leave. When people have been with us for a number of years, you know it's the right thing to do. So we'll sing that song. God be with you. We'll see if we can make Noah cry. So we'll do that after the invitation. Remember that, gentlemen. Psalm 67, look at verse 1 if you would. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us, Selah, that Thy way may be known upon the earth, Thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For Thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. So yes, our title is again, Blessed is the Man, but that all may know. That is our title. Let's pray. Lord, I pray now as we look into Your precious Word that we would learn today and we would be responsive to the Holy Spirit who's going to take the precious Word and apply it to our hearts like a piercing sword. May we be listening and learning and allowing this to happen. I pray the Holy Spirit would have free control in each of our hearts and lives. We'll push aside our distractions and focus on hearing from You. And I pray that, Lord, that You would be pleased and glorified in this time. So we give You this service and we love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When God originally established Israel, and God established Israel, they didn't establish themselves. God chose Abraham. God said, I'm going to create a nation of you. But when He chose them not because of who they were, but because of who He is. And that is the same for you and I. God doesn't save us because we're worthy of being saved. He saves us because He's a merciful God and a loving God. And God here in this passage through Israel is explaining that, yes, I want to bless Israel, but I want others to hear. And yes, we want the blessings of God, and we've talked about where we need to be to receive the blessings of God regarding our behavior, regarding our love and devotion to Him, the Word of God, temptations and so forth. But really, we need to ask the question, why should God bless us? Why? Because we're worthy of being blessed? Well, we aren't. If outside of Christ, we're just wicked sinners saved by grace. So why? Really, why should God bless us? He leaves us here on earth after we're saved. We're going to heaven. We're going to get a mansion. We're going to spend forever with Jesus anyway. But why should He bless us? And we find in this passage the answer to that question. He should bless us because we are trying to get His truth, His message to the world. Because others need to hear too. And we'll look at it later. But again, that was the goal when He established Israel, is that they will be a testimony to the rest of the world of what can happen when a nation makes God their God. And he still wants the world to see what happens when the church makes God their God, so that others might hear. And so he says in verse 1, be merciful unto us. Well, praise God for his mercy. And the longer we've been saved, the more we thank God for his mercy. Amen. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, the Bible says. Multiple times in the Psalms it says this. But we're not saved by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, in Titus 3:5 we're told. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, we'd be in serious trouble. But they say, God be merciful unto us, there in verse 1, and bless us. Please bless us. The phrase bless us is only found in Psalm 67 in the Bible. We want God to bless us, don't we? As individuals, as families, as a church, we want God to bless us. But God says, I want to bless you, but I also, higher than that, want everyone to hear the good news that I sent my only begotten Son to die for their sins, that they might receive eternal life. And yes, that is a higher priority for God than our individual blessings, that everybody hears the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want God to bless us. You know, back in Daniel 9, if you would turn there, Daniel was praying because Israel had fallen so far from God. Go to Daniel 9, if you would, quickly, right after Ezekiel. And Daniel was essentially praying and confessing and trying to plead with God that he would forgive Israel and bless them anyway, despite their disobedience. Notice Daniel 9, down to verse 17, what Daniel prayed. He said, now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate. Look at this last phrase. For the Lord's sake. He didn't say for our sake or for its sake. For the Lord's sake. And we need to have this attitude. Lord, I pray you'll bless me for your sake, so that I can be more effective in telling others and getting the good news to the lost. For your sake, not for my sake. Bless us. And as it says there in our passage, and cause your face to shine upon us. Amen. But look at verse 2. This is the key to the passage. The word that in Psalm 67. Look what it says. That thy ways may be known upon earth, thy saving health among who? All nations. Be merciful unto us. Bless us. Cause your face to shine upon us. But there's a purpose for it. That thy way. Bless us that others will see that they do have a Creator that loves them. Bless us that others might hear. And that is the key to this whole thing. Down in verse 7, look what he says there in Psalm 67. The same thing. Sorry, I wasn't there anymore. But Psalm 67, verse 7. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Bless us that others may know. And if you go back to Deuteronomy 4, I just want to show you. This is when Moses was saying farewell to Israel because of his sin. And so the book of Deuteronomy is called Second Law. It means Moses essentially wrapping everything up for Israel. But here in Deuteronomy 4, verse 5, look what he says to Israel. Behold, I've taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day. You see what Moses is saying? I've laid it all out. I've given you God's laws, God's desire, God's plan, God's will for your lives. But he says, God's goal is that all these surrounding nations will see, look what happens when a nation puts God first. And we want God to say that, or the nations to say that, about the church, about us as Christians. And what God is teaching is that the blessings shouldn't be an in and of themselves, but that our desire should constantly be to get the good news to others so they can also enjoy the blessings of being a child of God. Another example, Isaiah 49, turn there if you would, verse 6. Again, using Israel as an example, which Psalm 67 is primarily written to Israel. But Isaiah 49, look at verse 6. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. God's desire all along was that they would be a light to the Gentiles. And when the church first began, it was all Jewish. All Jews got saved there in the beginning in Acts chapters 2 and 3. Anybody in this room a Jew? Aren't you thankful that they spread it out? Now it took some persecution because a lot of them said, you know, we love this. We love this big church. We love it that it's here in Jerusalem. Why should we leave? And so God had to send in some persecution, and it says, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word, and it began to spread. And then God called another man to be that 12th apostle, the apostle Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. Because as a nation, Israel had not fulfilled their destiny, which was to be a testimony of the blessings of God upon those who put God first. And this is what God has always wanted, that others may know. Go to Matthew 28:19. Most of you know this verse. But before Jesus left this earth, Jesus preached a lot of beautiful truths, beautiful parables, which we're studying in Sunday school. But what's the last thing that he told the church? What's the last thing that he told the disciples here in Matthew 28? Go ye therefore and teach all nations. He could have given them a lot of final instructions, but it was the same in every gospel. I want others to hear. Go. And teach who? All nations. Look at Luke chapter 24. We'll see the equivalent calling in this chapter. Luke 24:47. Luke 24:47. Again, his final marching orders to the disciples. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. We must remember, this is why Jesus came. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. Jesus came that people might be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He came to save sinners. Amen? You and I are saved. And as we pray for the blessings of God, we need to also look at it from God's perspective. If God pours down blessings upon us, will we then show others why we're so blessed? And it's because of him and what he did. Last one, Acts 1:8, as far as his marching orders, turn there if you would. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And look what he says. Ye shall receive power. Amen. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, this was written the chapter before the power came down on the day of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit began to indwell permanently like he does you and me. But what's the purpose of it? And ye shall be witnesses. God doesn't give the power so we can say, look at me, I'm powerful. He doesn't give power so we can say, I have power. No, he gives us power that we might be witnesses. There's a purpose in the power, isn't there? And the purpose is to get the good news to a lost and dying world. And if you had to choose God's number one priority in the church age, that's it. That the gospel get to all nations. And so while we're praying, God bless us, we need to pray, God use me, while you bless me, to reach the people around me, but also that I would be excited about missions. We have our seven missionaries there that we can that you can support above your tithe. But most of all, you need to pray for our missionaries and be excited about missions, because that's why Jesus died. That people might be saved, that people might hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the same really with all blessings. If you look in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, you know, when we read this verse in Luke, we often think money. But Luke 6:38 isn't just about money. It says, Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. So take what's been in your mind that it's about money and make it about the gospel. And look what it says. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Keep giving, be that conduit of God's beautiful gospel, and God will keep giving you the power and the grace and the blessing so you can keep doing it. But again, what is God's ultimate goal? Let's go back to our passage, Psalm 67. His ultimate goal is that the world would know him. That's really it. He made the world, he made man, and he loves man enough to die in his place at Calvary, offer him the gift of eternal life. There is no greater love story than that. But in verse 3, he says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. God created us for fellowship, and God's ultimate will is that none should perish, 2 Peter 3:9, but that all should come to repentance. His perfect will would be that every human being be saved. That's his perfect will. Every human being will come to the point where they praise their Creator. Not only for being the Creator, but for loving us enough to also pay the price of our sin and give us salvation. Now, we as his children, of course, should be praising him all the time. But God's will is that all the people praise him, that everybody praise God. Now, everybody, if you go to Romans chapter 1, verse 20, everybody has within them a basic knowledge when they're born that there is more out there, that there is a creator. When they look at creation, they know this. But then the devil comes along and sears people's consciences with sin, and they stop listening to their conscience. They need the gospel. Romans 1:20, look what it says. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You know, the Bible, the very last verse of Psalms, the longest book of the Bible, the last verse is, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Now, the animals already do. But God wants everything that hath breath to praise the Lord. Is he worthy of it? Absolutely. Is the world praising the Lord? For the most part, absolutely not. They need to be saved. They need to understand that the one who created them also is the one who died for them and offers them salvation and to be rescued from their sin. Carry on in our passage, Psalm 67, verse 4, and let the nations, there's that word nations again, be glad and sing for joy. God wants the nations to hear about Jesus. Look at Psalm 138 over to the right a little bit. Psalm 138, look at verse 4. It says, all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. This passage is also prophetic. In our passage, verse 4, it says, he shall judge the people and then govern them. Hebrews 9:27, as appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Everyone's going to face the judgment. If you're a Christian, you'll face the judgment seat of Christ. If you're not a Christian, you'll face the great white throne judgment. But everybody will face the judgment. And then those of us that are saved and eventually the Jewish people will enjoy what it mentions there, that God will govern the nations in his kingdom, which is yet to come. But we should understand that God asks the question, why should I bless you? And in no other psalm, the question's answered. Lord, be merciful unto us. Lord, bless us. Lord, make your face shine upon us. But then they're being honest and say, that thy way may be known among all nations. The writer of this psalm gets it. Don't just bless us for the sake of blessing us. Don't just bless us because we're special. No, bless us that thy way may be known. Back to your original plan, that we would be that light, that we would be that testimony. Bless us. You know, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. But then he says to us, you are the light of the world. I've given you my light. Now, I want it to shine. I want you to get out there and shine it in this dark world. Which we're told there in Philippians 2, among whom we shine as lights in the world. So we all want God to bless us. And hopefully we, as we saw in Psalms, we're striving to stay away from the world's direction and advice. We're delighting in His Word and we're trusting God. We're not trusting man or his ideas or ways. We're fearing the Lord and we're obeying His commandments. And when the temptations come, we're enduring them. God said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. But as we wrap up this series, bless us that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Lord, don't just bless me for the sake of blessing me, but bless me that I can be more effective in telling others about you. That I can be more effective in being excited about missions and praying for my missionaries. Bless me that I might see others here too. Because we're going to spend forever in heaven together. And all the trials of life, we're going to look back and say, that was nothing. But every opportunity that we had to tell someone about Jesus, if they got saved, that's something that goes forever. Think about that. Yeah, the blessings that we receive here on earth, the physical blessings, we're going to look back and it's going to be nothing compared to being in heaven with Jesus. But if we share the gospel with a lost person and we get to meet them in heaven someday, we're going to be with them forever. That person that heard the gospel and got saved, think about that. Forever, we're going to be with that person. And you think they're going to maybe take the time to say thank you? That we cared enough to tell them about Jesus? I think so. So blessed is the man that all may know. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for speaking to our hearts this morning. I pray that we catch this vision, that everything you do has a purpose. And Lord, your ultimate purpose is that all may be saved. And you died for us to show how important that is. And I pray that we would stop and reflect. Why do I want to be blessed? Is it just so I can be blessed? Or do I also want to be blessed that I might carry out your will on this earth to the best of my ability? I pray we'll catch this vision. And Lord, I pray that we'll go forward with this attitude that we're not an island, but we're here to make a difference, to be that light, to be that salt. And I pray, Lord, for someone also in our service that has never trusted Christ as Savior, Lord, that they realize Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And I pray they'll be willing to come to Christ, hear the gospel, and trust Christ and be saved today. We give this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen.